Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Have you ever thought about the importance of the gospel and the understanding of the gospel message in the life of a child in relationship to their spiritual growth? Child Evangelism Fellowship has always had, since our founding, a threefold purpose statement that we seek to accomplish and focus on in all of our ministries to children: to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel, to disciple them in the Word of God, and to establish them in a local Bible-believing church for further Christian growth and spiritual living. But of all these goals and focus points in our purpose statement, there is no question that what CEF is most well known for is our strong stand on evangelism and sharing the gospel message with the children. After all, that's CEF's middle name, Child Evangelism Fellowship. But what about the importance of spiritual growth in the life of a child? It's absolutely critical, important, especially in the life of a new believer. In children's ministry, we don't just want to lead children to Christ. We want to help children who have come to Christ to now grow in Christ. We want to see these new believers, these young lambs in God's flock, continue to grow in the fullness of their understanding and their knowledge of the gospel, of God's word, and in knowing God's Son. Ephesians 4:13 says, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, a complete whole man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." But over the years, I've had people ask me, well, why does CEF emphasize the gospel so much? Or they may even say, why does CEF share the gospel message in every Bible lesson and then always give to children an invitation or an opportunity to respond and receive and trust in Christ as their Savior? Those are great questions, and I believe it deserves talking about just a little bit and answering. I believe the heart of the question is, can you gospel children too much? And to that, my answer is absolutely not. I personally believe that God's Word teaches that you can never share the gospel or talk about it too much with a child, let alone anyone, even including yourself. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." In fact, we need to preach the gospel to ourselves every day, reminding us that our lives are all to be about and to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is, and never forgetting what He has done for us in bringing us salvation. Just consider the message of the Bible in all of its pages and over 31,000 scripture verses. It's all about Christ from cover to cover. Jesus Himself said, "Search the scriptures, for in them they are they which testify of me." Just think about the structure of the Bible. It all points to the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole point of the Old Testament was to point us to the coming of Christ, who is the Promised One. The whole point of the Gospels in the New Testament is to proclaim to us that Christ, the Promised One, has come. And the whole point of all the rest of the New Testament is to explain to us what Christ's coming as our Lord and our Savior means for us in our life today and His promised coming again for all eternity. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel message of Christ is the very epicenter of the Bible. The redemptive message of the Bible is simply this: it's Christ in all of Scripture, and all of Scripture points to Christ. To teach the Bible in either the Old Testament or the New Testament without pointing people, including children, to Christ and the gospel message, it misses the whole point of why God even gave us His Word, the Holy Scriptures. For it's through the Holy Scriptures and knowing them that's able to lead us to salvation, which is by faith in Christ. We need to preach the gospel to ourselves and to our children every day to remind us not only of the message of the Bible, but of the greatest story ever told of God's undeserved and His unmerited grace by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son. The Bible, which is the gospel message, is the good news, and our children and even ourselves should never grow tired of hearing it. The Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." But what about the importance of spiritual growth after a child or after a person has trusted in Christ as their Savior? What is the relationship between the gospel and spiritual growth? Have you ever thought that the very essence of every application of Scripture for spiritual growth and Christian living is actually rooted in the gospel? For example, why should we as believers in Christ be kind to others? Well, it's because God was kind to us. Why should we forgive others even when people do wrong to us and even hurt us? Because God forgave us in Christ. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." These Christian growth gospel application examples could go on and on, even when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit. Why should we love God? Because God first loved us and demonstrated his own love for us in his Son. Why should we be patient with others? Because God was patient with us. God is long-suffering. He's patient, not willing that any should perish. The other day, I was talking with my youngest son, Samuel, about sharing his toys, because sometimes he struggles with that. And I first asked him, well, what would Jesus do? Which is always a great backstop question and answer for any parent. But then I felt that I needed to go further and not just say, what would Jesus do? I said, Samuel, we need to share with others because God, he freely shares and he gives to us. He holds nothing back. I then reminded him of John 3:16 and what it says that God shared, that God gave his only son to die for us on the cross so that we can be with God forever. I then asked him, wasn't that great of God to share, to give us his son so that we can be with God and have eternal life? I said, you need to share with others and give to others just like God has freely shared and given to you. You see, the bottom line is that spiritual growth applications make no sense without the gospel. Without the gospel at the core of every spiritual growth application in Scripture, we would be left with a Christian works religion instead of a Christian faith relationship with God. Think about Ephesians chapter 6, for example. It talks about putting on the whole armor of God in the life of a believer to help them be strong in the Lord and to stand against the attacks of the evil one in this Christian life. Some people might think when it comes to the armor of God that it's all about spiritual growth and being spiritually strong because of our strong Christian living, right? The answer is actually no. We can only be spiritually strong and stand and stay spiritually strong in the Lord because of the gospel. Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's only because we are in Christ, because of the gospel message, that we can stand and be strong in him. It's not just that the gospel comes first and then we grow on our own strength after that. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. The gospel is our first, our last, and our only strength for standing strong in Christ every single day. Look, for example, at the gospel emphasis that's found in all the pieces of the armor of God. It's the gospel message and the application of the gospel from head to toe. We need to put on the belt of truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. There is no other truth in this life to wrap our life around except for Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. The Bible says that Jesus is our righteousness. We have no righteousness of our own because we are all unrighteous and cannot even stand before God because of our sin. Our only righteousness is in the righteousness of Christ by faith in him. Then look at our feet. Our feet, our very way of life as a believer, is to be clothed and shod and equipped to share the gospel all by our walk and by our talk. Our feet, in God's eyes, are beautiful feet, because anywhere we go and as we go, we are to be proclaiming and pointing others to the message of our beautiful Lord and Savior. And what about the shield of faith? We can never quench the darts of the enemy by faith in ourselves, but only by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and in his faithful word. I love Colossians 2, 6, and 7 because it puts the gospel faith and faith in the Christian life together. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. And what about the helmet of salvation? We are to always keep in mind taking with us the hope, the biblical sure hope of our salvation, resting our full assurance, our confidence on God's word that brings us salvation. And see, if the first thing that we do after a child trusts in Christ as their Savior is to assure them of their faith in Christ based on God's word. Often with the same verse that we led the child to Christ with, we want to go back and assure them with that same verse of their salvation, of their faith in Christ. For example, John 1:12, we would say, but as many Jimmy received Christ, to them Jimmy gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them Jimmy that believe on his name. Children need to know that they can be assured of knowing the Lord Jesus as their Savior, having the sure hope, the helmet of salvation that's based on the promises of God's word. Some people have said that there are only two offensive weapons in the armor of God, the gospel message proclaimed, our feet, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Well, that may be true, but let us not forget that if the sword of the Spirit is the word of God, that the word of God still points us back to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the word of God who has come in the flesh. And that's the gospel. But let's also not forget the knees and the armor of God, the importance and place of prayer in the believer's life, because our spiritual arsenal is not complete without it. But is there a gospel application here in the armor of God, even in prayer? Look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 18 through 20. The Apostle Paul tells us that, yes, we are to always be in the spirit of prayer and in praying for one another for all saints, and we were to be strong in the Lord. But notice what Paul says in the next two verses to be the main focus, the purpose of our prayer. Paul said, "Pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Paul asked for prayer so that he would be a good soldier, staying strong in the Lord each day. But for what purpose? So that he would make known the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to all others. For Paul, the whole point of spiritual growth and staying strong in the Lord was the gospel. Paul's spiritual growth purpose wasn't to say, "Well, look at me, I've memorized this many Bible verses and can wield the sword of the Spirit, or I've overcome this many temptations by the shield of faith. I spend this much time in prayer every day for all saints." No, no, and 1,000 times no. Paul's definition for being spiritually strong was to grow in his understanding and his Christ-like living in light of the gospel of being in Christ. And for us, it's the same. The whole purpose of spiritual growth, of being spiritually strong in the Lord, is to grow in our understanding and our application of the gospel in every area of our life, so we can make known the gospel to others in all that we say and all that we do, so they too will come to Christ and grow and be strong in Christ. The gospel and spiritual growth go together. They go hand in hand. You can't have the one without the other. The other day while I was driving, I was trying to explain a spiritual life growth application by going over the gospel, explaining it again and again in as many ways that I could so that my boys would understand. Samuel, my youngest, he interrupted me and he said, okay, I get it, I get it. I stopped myself in mid-sentence because I was glad that he understood what I was saying about the gospel. But I'll be glad and always ready to remind him again. As a parent, I'm going to explain the gospel again and again to my children so that they will understand. And as a teacher of God's word with other children, I'm going to do the same. I believe you can never gospel children too much, because in this life and in eternity, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the only rock by which we stand. Even a whole eternity with God is not time enough to remember and preach to ourselves and before all of heaven our thankfulness for the gospel, because it's all because of the blood of the Lamb by which we stand and sing forever the praises of His name. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, that the generation to come may be rooted and grounded in the gospel message by faith in Christ, so they would be able to comprehend more and more each day how high, how long, how deep, and how wide is the love of Christ, and telling others of the gospel of God's great love for them.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.